present All Gas and Gaiters. Episode 1, The Bishop Rides Again. Starring Robert Sir Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barrett. It's morning at the end of April, and as the Archdeacon of St. Ogg's walks up the drive of the Bishop's Palace, he's humming to himself. Can it be a rare ecclesiastical chant?
Yesterday is over your shoulder, don't turn round and say I'm
under... He rings the bell. Suddenly, something catches his attention, and he falls to his knees.
Dear me! Hello, hello! What's up with this brickwork? Now, where's my penknife? Dear me.
The door opens.
Yes?
Here.
Who is it, Luke?
Nobody, my lord.
Nonsense, the bell rang.
Well, there's nobody here, my lord.
The contrary.
Archdeacon, what are you doing down there on the ground? Is something the matter?
Yes, infected, I'm afraid.
Infected?
It's highly contagious. Still, it's not as bad as old Jones's ring mold.
Has he got it too?
Got it. He's riddled with it right up to his squinch.
Right up to his... Oh, Archdeacon, you mean the brickwork.
Oh, of course. What did you think I meant?
Nothing, brother. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me take your cloak.
Oh.
You are staying, aren't you?
Well... Is the dean here?
No.
Oh, in that case, I'm staying. How's the bishop?
Most excited.
Oh, I'm not surprised. £60,000 would excite anyone. Mind you, he'll need it with this brickwork and the Norman towers in a shocking state. Let's watch, Beetle.
Won't you come into the study, eh?
Oh, thank you, Newt. You know that noise they make is a love call.
The death watch beetles?
Yes. They make it by raising themselves on their hind legs and beating their heads rhythmically against whatever they happen to be standing on.
How extraordinary. There doesn't seem much point.
The females find it sexually attractive.
This way, Archdeacon.
Oh, thank you.
The Archdeacon, my lord.
Ah, good morning, Henry. How are you?
The Archdeacon's been telling me about the beetles, my lord.
Really?
Yes, did you know they make that noise by beating their heads against the floor?
Well, I thought they used guitars and drums.
Females find it sexually attractive.
I did know that, Henry. Glass of sherry?
Oh, well, are you bishop?
I certainly am, Henry. Look, pour out 2 glasses of sherry.
Right here, my lord.
After all, we've got something to celebrate.
Yes, just think of it. 60 grand.
Yeah,
No, grand, £1,000. cheers.
Well, now, gentlemen, as you know, Sir Jocelyn Paget has very generously left us this bequest of £60,000 on condition that we reinstitute the decadal visitations. Now, apparently, it was a custom throughout the Middle Ages that every 10 years, the bishop had to give away white stockings to 40 girls.
Why, of course. Old Paget was potty about the Middle Ages.
Sir Jocelyn was a distinguished medievalist.
Yes, potty.
Now, I've been looking it up, and I find the custom originated with the blessed St. Og himself. Now, you must understand that in the time of Bishop Og, local morals were... Oh, well, really appalling.
In what way particularly?
Well, it was claimed that there weren't 20 maidens as such to be found in the entire diocese.
My word.
Well, the blessed St. Og, to rebut this slur... Oh, but perhaps I'd better read it out to you. Now, listen. Then, on the first day of ye month of May, did ye blessed Og, that blissful martyr, ride out on a milk-white palfrey, and with him his poorie clerky walking by his side. Each of them was dressed only in ye plain friar's habit. They did ask every young maid for her true virtue, and when they had examined each of them closely, gave they ye undoubted virgins each a pair of white hose, all in wool, saying, to thee, chaste maid, I these white hose do give in honor of the state in which you live. Thus did they give away 40 pairs of hose before the end of the day, and the good Og did rejoice mightily.
Oh, isn't that charming?
Quite delightful. Don't you think so, Henry?
How could he tell?
Tell what?
If they were, you know.
Oh, well. There, Henry.
Well, will you be doing all that, my lord? I mean the horse and the
payoff. Oh, I shall take the car. It'll be really rather a pleasant trip. We shall go out to Ringmole, through Ketsby, and on to Hawley. Well, I thought we might have luncheon at the Stag. It's such a good inn. Plate of cold salmon and a glass of hock with a little Stilton to follow. How does that sound, Henry?
Oh, most tolerable thought.
You can come with us, Newt.
With me, my lord?
Yes. As my domestic chaplain, you are the modern equivalent of the poorly clerk inn. Do you know, I'm quite looking forward to it. Ah, that'll be the deal. Let him in, will you, Newt?
Pardon, my lord. Pardon.
Oh. Henry, dear old friend, it looks as though our troubles are over.
Yes, Bishop. No more worries about wet rot or dry rot. Just send for the builders, eh?
Oh, that's right. Send for the builders and let the bequest take care of the bill. Help yourself to some more sherry, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. I won't say no.
Arthur Dean, my lord.
Oh, I see I am interrupting a festivity of some kind. Is it your birthday, Archdeacon?
What?
No. We were just having a celebratory glass of sherry. Will you join us, Dean?
Thank you, no. I never take wine in the morning.
Oh, well, we were discussing the decadal visitation, Dean, and I was saying that Newt and I would take the car.
I think not.
Why?
I have just come from the lawyers.
Oh?
They have given me some rather disturbing news.
Oh, dear, we've lost it. I knew it's 60 grand.
No. We have not lost it, but Sir Jocelyn's conditions are more stringent than we imagined.
Indeed.
His will insists that we perform the visitation exactly as it was performed in the 12th century in every particular.
What? Horse and all?
Horse? As you say, my lord, and all.
But this is absurd.
Nevertheless, if we do not do so on the 1st of May this year, the entire bequest reverts to Sir Jocelyn's estate.
Oh, no.
No? Does this mean the bishop will have to wear a friar's habit?
Both the bishop and yourself, Newt. It appears that Sir Jocelyn wished to recapture the atmosphere of the Middle Ages.
Porte. I always said he was porte. Only ninepence in the shilling, you know.
Can't we prove that? I mean, can't we prove that the poor man was of unsound mind when he made the will?
I gather that his family are only too anxious to prove just that.
What? They want the bequest annulled?
Precisely, my lord. In fact, should you fail to comply exactly with the conditions, you will be playing into their hands.
Oh, well, gentlemen, it seems stonework must continue to crumble and the woodworm to munch on undisturbed.
Do I understand you correctly, my lord?
I hope so, Dean. It's off.
That is impossible. We cannot afford to give up £60,000. The visitation must take place.
Oh, right here, then. Shall I notify Chris?
Oh, yes, by all means, Newt. And while you're about it, why not engage a brass band and invite the mayor?
Oh, do you think they'll come?
No. That's precisely what I most fear. No, Dean, no. Can you imagine what a spectacle I should present? Riding round my diocese dressed like Friar Tuck.
Ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross. See a fine bishop on a white horse.
Henry.
Oh, sorry, Bishop.
I have considered this aspect of the matter, my lord.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear this.
And it occurs to me that tomorrow the neighbor villages of Ringmold and Ketsby are holding their annual May Fair. The maypoles are already up.
Oh, such a pagan event.
But one that is heavily attended.
Oh, my word, yes. Last year, there were 105 drunk and disorderly cases. It was a great success.
Were you, my lord, to leave by the south gateway in the morning and skirt these villages round by the new housing estate, I believe you would attract a minimum of unwelcome attention.
Ooh, well, I suppose it might be possible. But what about lunch?
We can hardly go to the stand.
A public house?
I'll make some sandwiches.
Oh, will you? Oh, thank you, Henry.
Cut them now, and they'll be fresh for tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Did you say tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow's the 1st of May?
It is. Then it can't be done.
But, my lord,
Well, of course it can't.
It's now almost noon. Are you telling me that by tomorrow evening I am to have found a white horse, a friar's habit, 40 pairs of white stockings and 40 virgins? And you know which item worries me the most.
I think I can guess.
Precisely, Henry. Where in this day and age can I possibly hope to find a white horse? Ah, the Palace of Dogs. Yes, this is the bishop speaking. Yes. Well, we've found a horse. Yes. And the habit has arrived. Though I'm bound to say, for sitting on a horse, I think it's going to be rather tight in the skirt. Well, certainly I shall try it on. In fact, I'm standing here in my dressing gown waiting to do so. I can assure you, Dean, I too have no wish to look more extraordinary than necessary. that'll be Newt with the stockings. I must let him in. Goodbye, Dean. Come in, Newt. Good evening, Constable.
My lord, I can explain.
Pardon me, is this the bishop's residence?
Certainly it is. I am the bishop. What do you want?
Well, it's a rather delicate matter, sir. May I step inside for a moment?
No, it's all mistakes, all hideous mistakes.
If you don't mind, sir.
I think perhaps you'd better come inside.
Thank you. That's all place you have here. Hope we're not keeping you up.
You mean my dressing gown? No, of course not. I was just about to try this on in case it was a little too tight in the skirt.
Oh, I see.
I don't think I know you, Constable, do I? Are you new here?
Yes, sir, from London. I was in Soho for 3 years on the vice squad.
Well, you should find Stomps rather quiet after Soho.
I was hoping so, sir.
Well, now, what can I do for you?
When I saw this gentleman in Weaver Street behaving in what I took to be a suspicious manner and carrying this parcel.
But I wasn't behaving suspiciously.
Allow me, sir.
Note. Now, carry on, Constable.
The contents proved to be 40 pairs of ladies' stockings, which he claimed to have bought for the Bishop of St. Ogg's, but could produce no evidence of purchase.
Well, I couldn't pay for a receipt. There was a lady about to try on a body stocking.
Did you, sir, authorize this gentleman to purchase 40 pairs of ladies' stockings?
Well, certainly I did.
I see. Might I ask what you intend to do with them?
I was going to give them away.
Ah, then you don't intend to wear them.
Wear them? Whatever makes you think I want to wear them?
I'm sorry, sir, but I thought you were about to try on that dress.
Dress? What dress?
Well, that one hanging over the chair.
That? Oh, that's just a habit.
Oh.
Surely, Constable, you've seen a habit before.
Yes, sir, I've seen a number of them in Soho.
Look, will you please show the constable out?
Oh, yes. Will you come this way, Constable?
Oh, well, thank you. Good night, good night.
Ooh.
You work for him, do you, sir?
Yes, I do, yes.
I see. Of course, I'm chapel myself. Good night.
I'm sorry about that, my lord.
And so you jolly well should be. All you were asked to do was to buy some stock.
But I knew, but I...
I may interest you to know, Look, while you've been careering around from one ineptitude to the next... The Archdeacon and I have successfully hired the only white horse within a radius of 40 miles.
Oh, good. Then we have no more problems.
You may have no more problems, Newt. I don't happen to be able to ride.
Oh, don't worry, my lord. After all, I shall be holding the horse's head.
It is not its head upon which I shall be sitting. I feel extremely insecure up here.
I'm trying to, my lord, but he's very, very
well. Well, give him a lump of sugar, then.
But you think all this sugar is good for him, my lord?
Well, it's very good for me. Do as I say.
Right. There you are. That's a good fellow.
Good.
But it seems to have quietened him.
Thank goodness for that. Hold him, you! Hold him!
I find you, my lord. I find you.
Morning, Bishop.
Henry, what on earth possessed you to blow your horn like that?
I want to let them people know I was coming, Bishop. so as not to frighten the horse. My word, you look most impressive, sitting up there in the habit.
Never mind what I look like. Let's get going.
Well, do you think I could put some socks on, my lord? My feet are freezing in these sandals.
You heard what the dean said, Newt. We've got to do exactly as they did in the 12th century.
Yes, but their feet were used to being exposed.
Yes, and other parts of them were used to sitting on horses. Well, Henry, you'll meet us at the Ringmole Crossroads for lunch. There's arranged.
Yes, Bishop. I'll be there.
Oh, Henry! Henry!
Yes?
Don't blow your horn as you drive off, will you?
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep my hand here, and then I shan't be tempted to.
Well, here's a cottage, Newt. We'll begin here. Oh, really, what a charming garden.
Oh, isn't it, my lord? Are they ranunculus?
Well, never mind what they are, Newt. Get the first pair of stockings out of your satchel.
Oh, yes, here we are, my lord.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Newt. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Don't.
Well, what on earth's the matter?
Well, what are you going to say?
Say, to thee, chaste maid, I these white hose do give in honor of the state in which you live.
No, my lord, I mean the first part. I mean, how will you begin?
Well, really, Newt, if a young girl comes to the door, I shall simply ask her for her true virtue.
Yeah, but what would you actually say?
Well, I shall ask her if she's, I shall just inquire as to her, I shall examine her.
Well, would you like me to leave you a lesson?
It will be a verbal examination, Newt.
So I hadn't thought of that.
And if I find that she's an undoubted, well, I shall give her a pair of stockings.
But how will you know?
Know what?
Well, that she's an undoubted,
Well, I shall, well, the first place. Why didn't you think of all that before, Newt?
Did you want something?
Oh, good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
I wonder if I might ask you whether you are, well, that is, if you are...
That is just what I fear.
Oh, be quiet.
If I'm what?
If you are, married.
Oh, how clever.
Me? Married? Oh, no.
Then, my dear, I would like you to accept. Come on, do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, tell me, Lord.
These as a little present.
For me?
To thee, chaste maid, I these white hose do give in honor of the state in which you live.
Oh, how lovely. You old duck.
No, my dear, please. No, stop. It's my pleasure. Entirely. There, Newt. One down, 39 to go.
Surely, love, what are you buying now?
Nothing, Len. Here, look what these chaps are giving me.
Oh, stockings, that's nice. Baby wants feeding, love, you better go.
Oh, right. Excuse me.
Not your baby.
What else do you think he is? Oh, he's a lovely little chap. Just 6 months. Give me to Len here, isn't he, love?
That he is.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm afraid...
Here, what you doing? You just gave me them stockings. You can't take them back. What's the matter?
Something the matter. Ah, come on, open up.
Oh, it looks as there's no one at home again, my lord.
Oh, it's practically lunchtime, and our quiver still, as it were, replete with stockings. Nothing to look forward to but Henry's fish paste sandwiches.
Oh, I do hope they're not bloater. Bloater always brings me out in a rash.
Self again, Newt. You really must try to check it. Oh, come on.
Mum's out.
Oh, hello, my dear.
I've got a cold.
So I hear. Quick, Newt, here's one. Let's have a pair of stockings.
My lord, you can't. She's only a child. The blessed unspecified young lady.
Oh, don't quibble, Newt. Give me the stockings.
My lord, no, I won't let you. I won't.
Newt, do as I say.
I won't. It's cheating.
Rubbish. They did ask every young maid for her true virtue. Remember, young maid. young Newt.
But not this young. How old are you, little girl?
I'm 7.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, very well, you win. A Pyrrhic victory, I should have thought. One moment. Have you got a sister, my dear?
Yes, she's gone to the fair with Mum. I've got to stay in with my cold.
Oh, quite a lovely cold. Tell me, is your sister older than you?
Oh, yes, she's my big sister.
And is she married?
Oh, no.
Is she engaged?
No.
Is she going out regularly with a boyfriend?
No, Mum won't let her.
Look,
but there you are, my lord.
Come along, I can take you. Will you give this pair of stockings to your sister with my blessing?
Yes, Mashing. My sister likes presents.
Oh, excellent. Come on, Newt. We must be on our way.
Coming, my lord. Coming.
My sister's 11.
What? What did she say?
She said her sister was in Devon. Now, come along, Newt.
I must say I'm starving, Bishop.
So am I, Henry. Hurry up and unpack the lunch.
Well, just half a second, my lord.
Bishop, have a sip of this.
What's that? Oh, a miniature bottle of whiskey. My dear old Henry, you think of everything.
Well, it'll warm you up.
And I need warming up. 3:30, and we've only got rid of one pair.
I must say, it's very disappointing.
But not calamitous. Remember, the fair closes at sundown, and there will be hundreds of young maids streaming home about 8 or 9 this evening. We shall have no trouble with them. Henry, what have you put in these sandwiches?
Well, that side's bloater, and this side's marmalade. you didn't eat them together, did you?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I shall stick to whiskey from now on.
Oh, will you?
Did you say bloater, Archdeacon?
Yeah.
Newt doesn't like bloater.
No, it brings me out.
Oh. Well, have a marmalade one and get back in again.
Well, I'm not very fond of marmalade either.
Oh, this whiskey's doing me good, Henry.
Is it, Bishop?
There you are. There's just a drop left.
Is there? Oh, good. Thank you.
I found you, Archdeacon.
Oh, Dean.
You're celebrating, so you've been completely successful.
Well, in a manner of speaking.
Good. I feared you might not remember by what time you must complete your task.
Well, of course I remember.
Newt, are 40 pairs of hose before the end of the day?
Exactly. The end of the day. Midnight.
Not at all. I feared you might fall into that trap, so I came to warn you. It's sundown.
Sundown? But the fair will still be going.
However, as you've been so successful...
Oh, well, I wouldn't
well,
quite say
I'll
that.
Be going, I'll be going. I'm glad to find you in such good spirits. See you back at the palace. Archdeacon, I know you have some cause to celebrate. But please recollect that you're driving. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Housing estate looks a little more hopeful.
Well, it's our last chance, my lord. I've been working it out, and we've only 4:25 to dispose of each pair of stockings.
Oh, it's you! Oh, marvellous! Hang on!
We appear to be expected, my lord.
Extraordinary! I wonder where that young woman's gone to.
Well, perhaps she has sisters, my lord. Ooh, perhaps it's an R.C. household. You know, my lord, I believe we're on the edge of a breakthrough.
Here we are. I've got 5 packets of monk's butter and 3 packets of the cheese spread.
Have you? Well, these are affluent times. Now, my dear, I have a question to ask.
Oh, I know. And the answer is, I'm fresh as a buttercup, pure as the dew, as golden as sunshine, just waiting for you.
Well, yes, that was the answer we were hoping to hear. But not quite so lyrically phrased, perhaps.
How absolutely charming.
Stockings, Newt.
Oh, yes, there we are, my lord. Yes.
To thee, chaste maid, I these white hose do give in honor of the state in which you live.
Fancy.
There you are.
Is it inside?
Is what inside?
The
for 30 quid.
Oh, there's no money in your stocking. You know, white those.
But I've got 5 of butter and 3 of cheese, haven't I?
Yes, so you said. Now, Lute, come along, let's be on our way.
Oh, no, you don't, Mum!
What's that, no?
It's these mug chaps.
Oh?
Look what they give me.
Yes, they're a pair of white stockings as a token.
What, instead of a cash?
Yes.
Did you answer the questions right?
Yes, of course I did. I answered right, didn't I?
Oh, yes, most beautifully. Precious the buttercup, pure as the dew.
On the fiddle, are you?
The fiddle?
Now, you've chosen the wrong house this time, my friend. What's your name?
Well, Eva.
No, it ain't. I heard that one call him Bishop.
Go and see if either of his husband's off duty.
Right, ma'am.
And tell him it's a case of fraud. Right.
What's up, missy? Something wrong?
Wrong? These chaps are only trying to swindle me out of 30 quid.
Madam, I must protest.
Little crowd gathering.
Bishop! Oh, it slipped out, didn't it? Well, Mr. Bishop, I'll give you about 10 seconds to hand over the money or else.
But, madam, I haven't got any money.
What, blown it already round the pub, have you? Do you hear that, everyone? I suppose you think because I'm a weak woman, you can use me as your doormat.
Bishop, but what's happening, Bishop? Is something wrong?
Oh, you're the manager, I suppose.
I don't know what you mean, madam.
Well, you've bitten off more than you can chew this time, my lad. I've sent for the police.
Police?
Yes.
Bishop, you didn't ask her if she was,
No, Henry, I did not.
There they are!
Now then, what's all this?
Oh, Constable, it's you.
Hello, hello. We meet again, do we?
Too much. Suddenly, this is all much too much.
Bishop, Bishop, the getaway car.
Yes, Henry, quick, quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to wish you all a very good afternoon.
Oh, are they following?
Never mind, Bishop. Don't look round. Remember Lot's wife.
Oh. Glass of sherry.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Oh, sit down, Loot. You look like a flat-footed leopard.
But my lord, what will the dean say? He'll be here at any moment.
I have ceased to care. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, Loot.
Exactly. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient to me. Cheers.
Oh, Henry.
Well, we've only got rid of one pair of stockings, my lord. Oh, there he is. Oh, you'd be so cross, my lord. I suppose I'd better go and let him in.
Really, Luke seems to forget that I'm the Bishop of St. Ogg's. Do either of you imagine that I'm afraid of my dean? Well, I suppose he can't eat me, can he?
My lord, with all this business, I've made the most dreadful blunder.
Oh, don't worry. It'll hardly be noticed among all the others.
Well, we had a letter from the Reverend Mother at St. Ogg's Anglican Convent to say that she was bringing the novice to see the blessed Ogg's tomb, and I promised you would address them in the chapter house afterwards.
When?
Well, that's just it, my lord. Today. They've arrived, and the Reverend Mother is waiting.
But I can't. I'm not dressed. Oh, really, this is the last straw. You just have to tell her to take the novices and... Did you say novices?
Yes, my lord, yes. They're all at the door.
How many?
The Reverend Mother said about 50, my lord.
Henry, did you hear that?
Bishop, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Henry, dear old friend, in spite of those doubts which do beset one when the path is steep, it is at moments like this that one knows deep down one is in the right job. Come on, Henry, let's go and perform the decadal visitation.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, the Reverend Newt, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron. Other parts were played by Rosalind Adams, Ingrid Bauer, Anne Davis, and Frank Abbott. The Bishop Rides Again was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.